I told you, but you asked me about those signs.
They used to use yoke for
oxen.
Oxen.
Oh, yeah.
But it crosses its four shoulders.
Now, I know you've never seen it.
I read about it,
but
Mary.
You read about it. Now, somebody had a load of wood in his wagon, and he was picking it up at one place and dropping it off at another, going back and getting some more and dropping it off. What would you say he was doing?
Selling cards of wood.
Okay. Would they call that a hauling wood?
Well,
hauling.
You could call it hauling wood. Because he's delivering. What we call delivering now is the same thing as hauling.
Uh-huh. And they measure that by cords.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, suppose that they had had something like a tree to fall across the road. Would they have to drag it off?
No, they would have to either cut it or saw it.
Uh-huh. They never drug it off.
No, not no great big tree.
Uh-huh.
Because the tree is a heavy thing.
Yeah, and so they
have to cut it up.
Cut it up first.
Uh-huh.
Well, then they would have to carry it off.
They'd have to haul it off.
Haul it off.
Uh-huh.
If they had a stump that they wanted to get out of the yard, could they drag it out?
No. Unless it was dry rotten.
Oh, and then they might.
Yeah.
They could have drug
it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, like out in the country, when they're going to plant a crop, now, the first thing that they've got to do to the ground,
is to plow it.
Right. Now, after they plow it, do you know any types of plows? Let me ask you that.
No, not for two.
Evidently he does. After you plowed, what would you use to break the ground up even finer? Do you know?
A harrow.
Yeah, you know that. I can't believe her. I think she lived a secret life on the farm.
No, I didn't.
I think you've got a good memory. Okay. Or you must have noticed things a lot.
Well, I do. I do. I'm a close watcher.
That's why you're good at this.
Close watcher.
Now, if people were going to saw a log, saw some wood in two, they might put it on a frame, and they put shaped like an A-shaped, I guess, sort of frame.
You'd call those horses.
Horses.
What you sew with horses.
Yeah, right.
Make quilts with on horses.
Oh, you do?
Yes,
I didn't know that.
Yes, you do.
Well, I sure didn't know that.
No, you got that wrong, Anime. They don't call wood rack horses.
Oh, they do call
them. Saw rack.
That's a saw rack?
Yeah.
It's made like this.
Oh,
you
slip
your wood down in
the
here.
One that's made like that.
Oh.
There's two different ones.
Yes.
Now your horses is made
horses
with two legs.
Uh-huh.
On the front, two on the back.
Yes, that's what you call the quilting horse.
Uh-huh.
That's a quilting horse.
And then this one that's shaped like this, uh-huh. You call it?
Wood rack.
Wood rack. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Now, if somebody had lint on their clothes, they'd have to use a
brush.
Do you remember when they used to have those straight razors that
I got one back there now somewhere. Mm-hmm.
What would they sharpen it? What are they sharpening?
On a rock.
I got one there.
A rock?
Uh-huh.
How about a leather? Did they?
Yeah, you used to use a leather strap.
That too.
Uh-huh.
Razor strap.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the kind of ammunition that you would put in a shotgun, what would you call that?
Shotgun shell.
Would that be the same as a cartridge?
No.
Now, how would that be different?
Well, the shells are made of kind of paper with lead on the end.
Yeah.
And the cartridge is a heavy metal.
Oh, okay.